Everyone, and welcome to episode 366 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time here, let me tell you what this show is like. It's kind of like getting sucked into watching 2-3 shows at a time, just powering through them and getting lost in, you know, like a Chicago Bulls documentary, a show about vampires, and also about a hotel with a rich family who downgrades, and then you
it's a motel.
And then you forget that you had to write an intro for a show that you actually do because you were too busy watching so many amazing shows that you it just slipped your mind. It's real crazy. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who act like they never do anything wrong with their judgmental eyes.
That's me, Doug.
I've got more of a bedroom eyes, and I'm Kevin.
Guys, it's been a wild fucking week, man. I've binged.
And it's only Monday.
It's only Monday. Yeah. I've binged so many fucking shows, and I got into a real like lazy mood this past week between shows, and I just hit the play button and it took me away. I did finish a couple games in there, video games, but that's a part of it, you know. So I just sat in, but you know what, I kind of lie, because I did do a lot as well. I did paint the living room. I did put up some new stuff. I did fix a couple things. I installed a dishwasher, moved and reorganized the garage. Okay, so I guess it wasn't that lazy. So, whatever. I did a lot, but I felt like I didn't do a lot. What have you guys been up to?
I mowed the lawn and realized my mortality.
Jesus.
Go on.
No, it's just like I just mowing the lawn. I mean, for my lawn, it's like a 2-hour job, like front and back. Oh, and
here we go again about this fucking hill.
I'm telling you, that hill.
Ooh, he started with it this morning, and it's just
the hill I'm going to die on.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Literally, because I'm hurting so much. But no, it's just I'm still sore from that, man. So that's been that was my busy weekend. Are and cleaning guys, out the kitchen too.
Are like, you having your wife stuff. Rub your legs down? With essential oils?
Rub my legs down. I got hairy legs. You can't rub them down.
You can if you put oil on them. Huh? All legs become slick, even the hairy ones.
All legs become. That's some wisdom there, Jer.
They call me Slick Legs.
Oh, Slick Legs Jones.
Just put some oil on it.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, that's what I got accomplished this weekend. So, yeah,
that's good. That's real good. That's real
good. I changed
good.
The air filters in my house.
Whoa!
Does that count for something? I did a thing.
Yes. Congratulations.
Every 3 months.
No, and we're normally really good about doing it every 3 months, and it had not been 3 months. It had been like 6 or more, and they were disgusting.
So it's the worst.
Yeah. Your sinuses will thank you.
Yeah.
And your allergies.
Do you guys have those really thin filters? Because I got that big boy, that fat boy. No, it's like a 24-inch shit, and it's just like, bow!
24-inch?
You know, that's not, I mean, that's like 2 feet, Jer.
Okay,
yeah,
listen.
What, do you have an industrial-sized boiler in your
okay, listen, it takes a lot to cool down this house, okay?
Yeah.
So.
Well, it is Texas, you're right.
You guys got
Brian
those.
Says Jer only accepts thick slabs.
He would know.
He spelled thick wrong though.
Yeah.
2 C's.
Please.
No. He got it right.
There's motion at my front door.
Go get him.
Who the fuck would be at my front
door? Well, if you guys listening, and girls and rabbits, enjoy what you're hearing so far, then go ahead. Ask me, how can you know more about us? Well, thank you for asking. Let me tell you. You can go right to the website at www.the8bitgeek.com, and you can yourself go crazy, go nuts, click a link or two, check out our other show, and find our Discord. And, talk to us and have a good time with it. Also, there is a link for our Patreon. Oh, my God. What's that? What's Patreon? No one has that. No other podcast uses that or any other show. Well, let me give you the rundown because it's a new concept. People, this is going to catch fire, I think, but we're glad to be on the ground floor of Patreon. Patreon is a wonderful little site that you can sign up for and then find us on with that link. And then you can give us your hard-earned money, all of it, and we'll give you in return something that maybe you'll find is worth your hard-earned dollars. We do a daily show over there. We do an extended show. You get a pre-show and a post-show of the regular weekly podcast. So all in all, just with that alone, that's like worth over $500 a week in content. So, and we're giving it away for as little as $5 a month. So if you're willing to part ways with $5 a month, we're going to give you over $500 worth of content and more. So sign up today. Use that sign up code 8BitGeek for 0% off.
Is there even a coupon section?
I don't think so.
Can we use honey?
Yeah. Don't forget to use honey. It'll save you all that kind of money with the honey. Use the... Hey, thank you, Kevin Sun Carmen, for the...
Thanks, son.
For the Twitch Prime subscription. That's nice. All right. Let's get into some funny. Every week we like to do a spot where we read funny reviews from Amazon. In a segment we call Amazon Adventures, brought to you by Amazon, not a sponsor. Doug, what do you got up this week? What you reviewing?
Oh, you know, this and that, all those things.
Okay.
It appears a string winder.
Okay.
Which I have to assume is for a guitar.
Well, you bought it. Right? I don't know.
I mean, you know how it is. Sometimes you just go on Amazon.
You just buy.
And you just buy stuff. This one comes from Nephilim. The picture's a dog, so I'm assuming the dog bought this. It's a verified purchase. 5 stars. This has changed my life.
All right.
Women want me.
That's true.
Men want to be me.
True. Also true.
Semi-true.
This is the tool that fuels my legend.
Damn.
The losers that decided to play drums get to taste their bitter regret every time I rip into a blistering solo that sends the crowd into a frenzy. The lights dim as the spotlights all center on me. 30,000 fans hold their breath in unison. I arrogantly sneer at the smoking hot babes in the front row, knowing the roadies have picked a few out for the after party. Jesus Christ.
Very 90s. Very 90s of you.
Yeah, I slightly turn my head to cue the bass player, and he starts the groove to our number one single. I lost my place. I raise my arm towards the heavens as if calling to God's own lightning to empower my opening riff. After a sufficient pause, I sweep my arm towards the strings and in one fluid movement and rip the night in two. This takes a turn. Rip the night into turn that down. Did you even look for a job today? Yes, Mom. I took out the trash too.
Oh man. Did I write this?
79 people found this helpful. That is 10 people too many.
True.
Well, I've got a fun one today. It's I am reviewing a yard sprinkler.
Spinkler.
You call me Super PJ. That's my rap name.
Oh no.
This is a verified purchase. I give this 5 stars. I love it. It goes all over the lawn.
Why is it dubstepping on your lawn?
Yeah, I know. I was gonna say, this is where if we had a dubstep beat, like we'd just drop it.
Yeah.
I was curious.
Somebody make a dubstep remix with that.
I was curious why they went with that to describe.
You know, because it must not go. It must not go.
I know it must. It must. It must go. Because
it's sending like chunks of water at it. Instead of just like regular like sprinkles. It's like just big old drops. Like cracking car windows as people drive by.
Kid knocking kids off their fucking bicycles.
The paper boy.
Yeah, it's like, oh god! Just goes literally like kayaking down the street.
Slams the next door neighbor who's running into a goddamn tree, breaks their leg.
But eventually that water gets out from under them and they're just sliding across concrete.
Wah, 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 wah.
All right, Jeremy, you've got to be fucking kidding me. I don't even know they make these. Okay. So my review today is apparently on quadruple A batteries, which I've never even fucking heard of. Amazon Basics quadruple A 1.5 volt everyday alkaline battery, I would assume. This is a 1-star review, and for someone who wrote a fucking 1-star review, there is a great wall of text going on here. So settle in, drink some coffee if you need to go to the bathroom now. This will still be going when you go back. Mm-hmm. This is from Jrs, J-R-R-S. This is the size is an 8-pack. Don't buy these; they're not AAA.
Yeah, no shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Take a breath. Read things. I know batteries are super annoying, and you can't believe that in 2018 anything exists that doesn't just work with USB and come with a charging cable. But no, you need AAA. AAA. And these are quad A. That makes no sense. You have never once even seen these things anywhere, not owned anything, never even asked for quadruple A batteries. This is really me. So why would there even be any reason that these are the AAA batteries you definitely do need for something? Because quadruple A is obviously not double A, and your brain has been able to get you through the entire your entire infant, toddler, child, teen, and ultimately adult life by successfully using the easy mnemonic shortcut of if it's longer than a pair or a pair of A's, I would assume, that's the one I want. So why would I crumble to pieces all of a sudden with no warning? Now, I don't know, but whoever decided that quadruple A should show up when I search for AAA batteries in any way belongs on a pip. I don't know what the fuck a pip is.
What the fuck is a pip?
This is 2018 speak. Because now what? I have to deal with what? Because now what I have to deal with going to a post office, printing a return label. Are you kidding me? I shop on Amazon Prime and only order things like free guaranteed in the next 15 minutes delivered by a flying cat made out of Pop-Tarts or a double your money back without you even thinking about anything, much less than doing anything. And what little ability I have to deal with obscene anachronisms like buying batteries in 2018 has been utterly depleted by having to buy batteries in 2018.
They don't even know what year it is.
Let's start act two. So no, I don't have anything left in me to go get a printer and make it work and find out the stupid ink is dried out and then either order more ink, which costs $883, or I'll use it once to go get in my car, drive to Staples or Kinko's and try and get the darn thing off my nice, pretty, paranoid, secure phone and onto the soupy, heptic, fluid share that is some random computer at Staples or Kinko's. Okay, no, just no. No way I'm logging into a single account from one of those things just so I can print off a piece of paper out and stick it onto more paper and then take the accursed thing back to a goddamn post office that smells like a post office. Everyone's miserable and spending every ounce of brain power on hating life, but trying to probably be quiet and civil about it. And wait, oh no, wait, they're probably closed anyway because the post office is just as bad as the DMV. Except you can't even go to a website and sign up for an appointment 6 weeks out so you'd be able to less deal with the torture pit. Just a little moment less. Which is probably why I still have the damn things in their original plastic laughing at me. Reminding me to never buy batteries in the future again. All right, that's halftime. We're going to get to the other half of this.
I've been looking at what PIP is and I can't find anything.
Yeah, not even Urban Dictionary?
I didn't look at Urban Dictionary, but I'm looking at, like, what does PIP stand for? And it's like acronymsandslang.com. And so for chat and subculture, there's four possible meanings. Peen in pants. That doesn't fit. player initiative point. That doesn't really make sense either. Pretty in pink, which, again, doesn't make sense. Or put in place.
I've got it. I found it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's a stress monitoring device.
Well, there you go.
Because I have a bunch of
hands like magic.
We've also got polycontrast interface photography, pesticide initiative program, or percent identity plot.
These batteries belong in the pesticide initiative program.
Pump intake pressure, pipe in pipe, peak in
picture in picture.
Picture in picture. Oh, yeah, that's probably
picture
one too.
Picture in picture, yeah. Batteries
Physician
for picture.
Incentive plan. Pig improvement program.
Have we even thought about the pip on your wrist for in Fallout or
the Pip Boy?
Yeah.
Project integration program. Pressure indicating paste. I'm literally just reading a website that is listing off what pip could stand for. Okay, but it's a thing for monitoring your. All right. Okay.
I only looked it up because it said AAAs belong in a pip, so I figured it was a device.
I don't know. Because, again, I don't know whoever decided that quadruple A, quad A should show up in search of triple A batteries in any way belongs on a PIP. So that sounds like a...
Sounds like a bigoted statement.
I don't know who decided this, but they belong on a PIP. So that's why it's like, what the fuck does that stand for?
That's some vague racism going on.
It feels like it, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of racism, let's get to the news.
Oh. Sony is racist against the theaters, or are they?
That's a hot take right there. Hot title.
Okay, we could definitely say they're not racist towards theaters. Let's clarify that. All right, we in no way, shape, or form actually believe that Sony is racist against theaters. One, that doesn't make sense. But two, also, they're just not.
I said, or are
covering
they?
Our bases.
That covers it.
Covering our bases.
Yeah.
No, because that's still it. There's still an implication that they might be.
Well, let's read on next week, and we'll let you know. We'll let this ride. Let's see what you guys think. Is Sony racist? Find out soon. Now we're doing this with the first story every week. We're going to tease it and then talk about it the next week.
Okay. Oh. We'll come back to Sony next week. Hamilton will be on.
No, that one's 2 weeks out. So, yeah, we're just leading. That's all. No, but Sony is committed, saying they're we love theaters, but we're also gonna do a little foreplay. We're gonna get some VOD wet. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me.
What's that?
What's that?
So video on demand is so hot right now. Everyone's talking about it because one small movie did huge numbers. And so everyone's all like, what, we can make money with video on demand? Did we not see this coming? How did we not know? Did we? What's Netflix, guys? What's Disney Plus? Mm-hmm. Warner Brothers is launching a what? So now Sony is like, hey, theatrical releases is very important to us. And because of the coronavirus impact, one of the situations, settles. Once the situation settles and we restart theatrical operation, many people will not come to the theater to view pictures. It may take some time. If that happens, we have to discuss new ways of releasing pictures. Also, We can use online and more technologies for live performances going forward. So, there you go. You heard it here first. Sony is going to do a live theater show for Venom 2.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a Broadway show. It's just live.
I want a Venom musical.
Right?
I'm Eddie Brock.
I'm Eddie Brock.
And I'm a reporter. I'm from the Bronx. I'm Eddie Brock.
And I am Venom.
Can we make that happen?
Yeah, Sony, yeah. Ball's in your court.
There's your $1 million idea.
They're like, we need more than $1 million, bro.
Yeah. But you know how expensive movies are? And now you want us to animate that motherfucker singing?
Yeah, you know what we got to do to make him CGI in real life? The technology is just not there yet.
Not for singing, God.
Speaking of singing, Hamilton is hitting Disney Plus this July, more than a year earlier than originally planned. And you know what that means? Hey guys, we got to keep these subscription numbers up. What can we do? Everything's delayed next year. What do we do? Well, let's release Hamilton. The thing you wanted to see on Broadway, but tickets were $400 a piece and you couldn't. Now you get to see it live at home for $7.99. It's a pretty good deal. I'd take that. I'm really actually excited to see this because I've never seen it. You know, it was, the whole family was supposed to leave this weekend to go to New York City. And we wanted to catch a Broadway show. We looked up Hamilton and then we quickly said no.
Yeah. Nah. That wasn't going to happen.
Nope. Way too much money. And then Ashley suggested, well, what about Cats?
Oh no.
And I marched.
So how's the divorce going?
I marched her ass all the way down to the courthouse. I said, you better sign these fucking papers.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I'm sorry. And then I was like, okay, fine. This is your last warning.
Never again. Oh my God. And so Kay's been watching a lot of TV, you know, and just going through stuff. And she just went through Kimmy Schmidt recently. Mm-hmm. There's a joke in the last season. I think it's the last season where one of the characters, he is trying to prove to some kid that he's on Broadway and he's not the Titus one of the character. And they go to see Cats. And he literally gets dressed. He literally throws together a costume in like 2 seconds and just walks on stage and is just then a part of Cats. And then afterwards, they're like, who told you that's how you get to be a part of Cats? Like, you just literally just walk on stage and now you're in Cats. It's like, did someone tell you that? Like, that's how we cast people. So fucking funny. I love that show. But anyways, mm-hmm. Yes, Cats.
I just hilarious too.
Are you guys going to watch Cats? Like, just to watch it? Just to see the train wreck that it is?
I'll watch the butthole cut.
Oh.
Yeah.
Release the butthole cut.
Release the butthole cut.
They'll release that right next to the Snyder cut.
Hey, I saw something.
What about the Snyder butthole cut?
Something, I read something the other day, said the Snyder cut might actually be coming. They might be releasing it on HBO Max.
God, I hope so. Like,
that would be really cool.
I think we said that a couple episodes ago, where if they released that and announced it as a launch title, you would get 1 billion people signing up.
Yeah, you want to see that movie. Not the butthole cut.
Maybe a few thousand for signing up.
That's what we're talking about.
Maybe not billions, but you know, a few thousand, you know, curious folks. You'd at least get a month out of them.
Man, but to go back to Hamilton, I too am excited about this because it's original cast recording. So it's the original cast. It's Davy Diggs and obviously Lin-Manuel Miranda and all them's people who were in it. So, I mean, because, yeah, you're not going to see none of the originals are in it anymore. And especially, you know, if you're going to go see, like, touring versions that are in your cities or whatever, you know, it's fuck that. I want to see the original cast, which
yeah,
you can now do.
Mm-hmm.
Over- I'm a little sad. I'm a little sad because like, what I want really is like a move, like a real movie version.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like get kinda the like get the original cast back and make a fucking movie.
It might be good.
Big sets, you know, like big set pieces. Like, do yeah, man, make it. Because like, so like Lin-Manuel Miranda, his first Broadway musical was In the Heights, and they just that's supposed to be coming out this summer, but I think it got pushed back also due to COVID. But well, like, I can't wait for that. That's where he won his first Tony with that.
I guarantee you.
That means it's on its way.
I guarantee you that this comes out on Disney Plus. Everyone fucking falls in love with it. Then they wait a year or two, and the movie comes out to you capitalize even more. That way, you're just fucking banking.
I also have to wonder if they are waiting for a moment when their ticket sales decline,
mm-hmm.
which might happen after this.
Yeah.
Which also, I mean, you know, Broadway's taking a huge hit right now too. I mean, a lot of stuff is on hold. They just announced the other day that the Frozen Broadway musical, which is been out for a handful of years now and is doing very well for itself, or is the first Broadway musical to close due to COVID. Like, it is done.
Wow, really?
Which is insane because it's Disney, mm-hmm. and it's Frozen. And I mean, how is that not just a cash cow?
Yeah.
So
I just watched a mini documentary on that the Broadway show over on Disney Plus, the Frozen one. It was really interesting.
Yeah, so apparently the Broadway one has been shuttered. That's what I was reading.
Well, speaking of shuttered, it looks like Marvel has zero plans for Deadpool 3, according to the Deadpool creator, Rob Liefeld. That's how I'm pronouncing his name. I think that's it. You know, he goes on to quote and say, I don't know. Here's what people don't want to hear, but thank God I'm a realist. I feel like Deadpool, the movies, they've set sail. We've got two brilliant films, and we live in a culture that always looks forward because they're ever selling us the next. It's the fever. For me, as the fever calms down, people just need to calm down and realize that Deadpool 1 and 2 were released within 2 years of each other, 2006 and 2016 and 2018. And I just can't. I'm not really that crazy about Marvel's plan right now. He goes on to talk about how there's no talk of even using... He's not happy with the fact that they have the X-Men back and there's no talk of that or any announcements and that the X-Men aren't in Phase 4 at all. And, you know, he's saying that Deadpool is just, you know, it's mute at this point. But then you have Ryan Reynolds, on the other hand, taking pictures at Marvel saying that things are in the works. So it's very contradicting themselves there a little bit.
I think I would trust Ryan Reynolds over Rob Liefeld because
he doesn't have any involvement with day-to-day.
He's having involvement. Yeah. Like, and Disney is one of those companies where, bitch, if you ain't involved, you ain't in the know. Like, mm-hmm. Because, yeah, they know that people will go run their mouths off. And, you know, I'm sure even anytime Ryan Reynolds posts anything about it or whatever, I'm sure he has to go through permissions and all this stuff to even post anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Now that he's a part of the Marvel family.
Yeah, like, you better shut that shit down, motherfucker. Yeah.
So I take that all with a grain of salt.
Yeah. I mean, it is a kind of a shame that, yeah, we haven't seen anything or heard anything. And the fact, like, you know, because Disney's like, oh, New Mutants, what's going to come out in March? Shit. Okay, COVID-19, fuck. Okay, we're going to release it on Disney Plus. And now it's like, okay, I guess maybe we'll release it in theaters in November. And it's like, just put the fucking movie out already. God damn.
You know what's good, though, is that they're actually releasing it.
Finally.
I mean, what I'm saying is... like, well, I mean, what I mean is that they haven't shelved it and just completely said no. Like, they actually have a schedule. Now, when it gets released, who the fuck knows? But at least they're still like, yes, we will release it to you, even though we don't want to. So.
I don't know, yeah, it's just put it on Disney Plus, guys. Like, this is so fucking easy. But the problem is, though, probably... it's a horror movie and it's scary, and even though it's PG-13, you know, they've been doing some weird censoring of stuff over on Disney Plus, mm-hmm. which again, I know you're Disney and you got a family thing going, but like, it's really easy to put filters on stuff. You guys have a kids section.
I have a solution.
I mean, if Netflix can fucking do it, Disney can.
I have a solution. All right. Create a section that has a doorway and it has little beads hanging down. Okay. And, you know, those old ones in the doorway. And it says above the door, it says adults only in a neon light. And you go virtually through the door and there's all your adult movies. All your PG. But instead of like, it's not pornos like it would be at Blockbuster or some shit. It's just PG-13 movies. That's it.
Yeah, an R.
Yeah, and a couple R.
That's one of the things that just bugs me. Because, like, yeah, there's, when you're setting up your, like, your Netflix account, you can set, you know, your kid versus adult. Mm-hmm. And then you can also put, like, a lock on your adult, like, one or whatever that requires, like, a four-digit passcode sort of thing. And so if you switch to the kid and you switch back to the adult, you have to throw in the four-digit code or whatever. Like, why can't Disney do the same fucking thing? And then not edit and change. We've talked about this before, what they did with Splash, which is like, y'all tried to fix a problem that was non-existent and you made it way, and you, it went viral because of how shitty it looked. And yep. Like, yeah, just, there's going to be other movies that are going to be censored and all this stuff, especially if they have, they have Fox and whatnot, right? I mean,
they did just... they did it with the Nicolas Cage movie we just watched, the National Treasure movie. We were watching it, and then they censored out the word shit. They bleeped it. And I went, and I did a double take. I was like, wait, what? I was like, yeah. Why?
What am I watching?
Like, why did this happen?
Yeah. Wait, did they give the blatant bleep, or was it like just they like X'd it out? Like, or was
don't
it like,
you bleep? Me? Or was it like, yeah.
No, it was just a, oh, are you me? And I was like,
okay,
what?
Okay.
What?
It's so stupid. So
it's like the Walmart version of a CD. Yeah. Like when you get it.
You know, the parental advisory.
Mm-hmm.
Edit. This is the clean version.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's dumb. And if they're going to do that, then yeah, it needs to be like, okay, no, I'm logged into, again, the what you quote unquote adult one, and that's unedited. But yeah, if my kid was to watch this, my teenager was to watch this or whatever, right? Like, okay, then there's the clean one that doesn't have it. But yeah, to force you to watch an edited version, is, I don't know, that it takes away from the movie.
It does. I mean, especially because when you look at Disney films, right, all the animations, all the bad guys are really fucking scary. You know, like very dark and very horrific. And everyone dies in Disney films. Like, yeah. There's so much death. And then you turn it over to the page and you go watch a Marvel film, and it's just nothing but death and destruction, and people are saying damn it and hell and crap and all this other stuff. And then you turn over to Star Wars, where you can watch Darth Vader kill children.
Choke a bitch. Oh yeah. So I was like, choke a bitch.
Choke a bitch. But hey, let's bleep out the word shit.
Yeah. Dude, we've had such a tough time with Ollie watching Disney movies because he'll love them until the bad guy shows up. And mm-hmm. then he just turns into a crying mess. And it is a fucking nightmare. Because it's like, bro, you almost 5. You better nut up.
We're going to man you up real quick.
Well, even like last week, Katie was watching Sword in the Stone. Mm-hmm. Classic Disney animation. Not very scary. There's a part where whatever the fuck his name is, Arthur, whatever, I forget what the fuck they call him, something stupid. He runs into like a witch in the forest, and Merlin and the witch like fight. And it's not scary. It's very cartoony, it's very slapsticky, it's ridiculous, but he just like
could not
handle it because she was bad. She was, you know. Mm-hmm. But we're like, dude, it's whatever, and he's just like, I want Merlin to kill her. Like, well, bro, keep watching. Like,
well, maybe there's something else going on there. I mean, the kid is scared of the bad guy, but still yearns for death.
Oh, yeah. He wants to murder. He wants to kill all the bad guys. So, you know, I see a future in law enforcement for this kid.
Mm, that'd be good. Just don't take them out at Halloween and give them any kind of sharp objects.
It's just it, but it's just such, it's terrible. Even when we're watching like Little Mermaid a couple months ago, and it just, I mean, now to be fair, Ursula fucking scary,
terrifying.
Yeah, it was like, okay, I get it, but like, this is a Disney cartoon, but everything's gonna work out fine in the end. Like, you don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it's like, so it's just, it's a fucking nightmare. He wants to watch Scoob, the new Scoob movie.
Nope. Don't do it.
Have you watched it?
No, but I can tell already that someone's face getting ripped off is going to terrify him.
Yeah, it's Scooby-Doo. Like, he's going to be scared. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I want to watch Scoob. So I think we're going to try and watch it tomorrow. But it's just like, oh my God.
Man, I teared up at that intro. Have you watched the trailer for it?
Yes. Well, I don't remember tearing up about anything.
I didn't cry.
There,
the origin stories, like when they get, when like how Shaggy meets Scooby. Like, they showed that in the trailer. At least that's what I saw. And I was like, oh, I'm not ready for this.
I watched that one as well. I did not get the tears though, for some reason.
Well,
you know,
you hate dogs, so that makes sense.
That's true.
But
yeah,
I love. Like, hey, but I love.
Why
Scoob.
Isn't he kicking him?
Why isn't?
why is this dog still here, not buried?
Shaggy, watch out! He'll bite your face off.
Mm-hmm.
I like Scooby Doo, except for the stupid dog.
Everyone else is cool. Yeah. Plus, it's got Marky in it, so.
Yeah, exactly.
I played a big role.
Yeah.
Scarface is getting remade.
No, which... move on. Let's just move on. This is stupid news.
Although the one thing I thought it was stupid too, but the one thing kind of like the script was actually penned by the Coen brothers though. So that's promising.
It is. And it's not following the same story. It's actually adapting the book.
I'm cool with that.
The 1930 novel. And heavily inspired by real-life gangster Al Capone and Scarface. And the story would follow the rise and fall of Tony Scarface, and who takes over an illegal alcohol business in Chicago during the Prohibition era.
Oh, who's directing?
I think at one point they said they had, what's his name on there? The guy from Suicide Squad, David Ayer. And then Fuqua. Antonio Fuqua, was it?
But now nobody knows.
Yeah.
I don't know. So
I'm down for it, though. I mean, after reading the Coen brothers have a part of it, and plus I'd rather see the 1930s.
Okay, hold on. I guess they do have one. It's, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Luca.
Gudagino?
Gudagino.
Gudagino?
You can look it up. It's Gudagino if you're interested. help us pronounce it.
Call me by your name. Call me by your name. What was that movie?
I don't know, but I'm going to see his film history. Boop.
Well, I think Call Me By Your Name was up for some awards recently. That's Timothy Chalamet and Armie Hammer. Yeah, wasn't this up for like Best Picture or something? God, I only got 7.9 though. 7.9, I guess, isn't bad.
Yeah,
it's got a 95% on Rotten Tomato.
So. I think it was up for some Academy Awards.
And an 86% audience score. So.
Let's see. What else has this guy done?
A few movies that I know nothing about. I don't know, but he's in charge of it. So,
one Oscar.
Nice.
For best adapted screenplay.
So who knows? I didn't think that they needed a remake of this, cause it's Scarface, and how do you do that? But, and if it, my problem is, why call it Scarface if it's a, I don't know. I just feel like.
Was the book called Scarface?
I don't know. It wasn't. The book was called. Oh, was it called Scarface?
No.
Mm.
Yeah, the book was called Scarface. At least that's what it says in the article.
1930.
Written by Armitage Trail.
Novel. Let's see. Yeah, I guess it is called Scarface. Yeah. Written in 1929 and published in 1930.
Hmm.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Percy Jackson is getting a TV series at
Who?
Percy Jackson.
Right, not something you said Percy. It's something you said, I don't know, Piercy Jackson.
Pierce Brosnan Jackson
is getting a TV series at Disney Plus.
Okay. I didn't know anything about, I didn't watch any of the original movies or the books or anything like that.
I think I watched the first film and then I was
watched the first film. It came out right at like the height of like Harry Potter stuff, which is kind of like what the book, okay, that's not fair. It's to say that's kind of what the book is like, but it is that like young adult kind of,
They were really looking for the next Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they thought this was going to do it.
And it had like two or three movies. I mean, it had a handful of movies. And there's like seven or eight or more books.
Five books.
What?
Five books.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some spinoff series too. This dude writes all the fucking time.
Probably.
Oh man, it had what's her face in the first one. Oh my god, what was her name? In the first movie? She was in True Detective, the first season of True Detective. She was in that recent remake of Baywatch. What is her fucking name? It's just, she's very pretty. Very pretty.
Let me find it here.
Yeah, right. Percy Jackson and the Lightning.
Alexandra.
Yes,
Daddario.
I guess who else is, man, speaking of Pierce Brosnan, he was also in this movie.
Oh, see, I told you.
Got Logan Lerman, Sean Bean, so he must die, Pierce Brosnan, Steve Coogan, Rosario Dawson, Catherine Keener, Jesus Christ, Uma Thurman.
Yeah, they really wanted this thing to take off. It had the star power.
And it had the two movies.
Yeah. I watched the first one. It was all right.
Yeah.
It didn't hook
me. I read the first book too, and it also was all right. But yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure. I'm sure Disney will make it fun, and I'm sure it'll be profitable for them.
The CW is planning on airing Swamp Thing season one for some reason, because they are saying that it's still not getting a season two, but they were like, oh, well might as well.
I wonder if this is like this did really well on the streaming service, even though we canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if we can drum up enough people that are interested, maybe we could see what's going on.
That's what I was thinking.
I've also heard rumors that like, The people in the show are, I guess, rumored to also now be a part of the CW universe because of this move, and that we might see some of them show up in other shows.
Good.
All right.
Which would be just interesting, especially with the Crisis event. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
God, remember that Crisis event? God, that was so good.
It seemed
remember
like
when we used to have TV that was good?
Remember when the CW shows were interesting to us?
Oh my god, it seems like a lifetime ago, but that was literally just December and January.
We should have never watched The Boys, and we should have never watched what's the other
Doom
one we
Patrol.
Love? Huh? Yeah, Doom Patrol. We should have never touched them ever.
Oh, yeah, because then we wouldn't have known what we were missing.
This is okay, and that's what makes me wonder about the Swamp Thing. I wonder if they're gonna have to heavily edit it, because this show was gory. Like,
nah.
I don't think they're gonna be able to, like, I don't think they're gonna be able to get away with much of this on CW. They're gonna have to tone down a little bit, I think.
Nah.
Okay.
CW is supernatural, they did demons and crazy stuff. Although, I will say that fucking corpse vine thing, that was creepy, that was straight out of The Thing.
Mm-hmm. I didn't watch it, so I can't follow along.
Oh god, it was pretty good. I mean, okay, you know,
it sucks that they didn't get renewed, because it was a good series, but
yeah.
I didn't finish it because I was like, what's the point?
Yeah, I got canceled. It only had like four episodes left, and it was kind of like, hey, why bother?
Yeah,
I heard it was good though. I heard it was good all the way through the end, and unfortunately, it ends in a way where it's like, cool, can't wait to see what happens in season. Oh,
yeah, I don't want to do that to myself.
So I don't know. We'll see. It'd be really cool if they were like, and now we're also on Earth Prime. Like, where we too are here with you guys.
That'd be fun.
Because, man, I have not been keeping up with any of the CW shows since the crisis. I'm so curious how that's working now. If there's, like, more cameos, less cameos. Like, hey, so now we're all on the same Earth, and we don't have to jump back and forth, so...
I'm pretty sure it's they're still separated.
Yeah, I've just, you know, after the end of that first of Crisis or whatever, it was just like, y'all just need to do a fucking Justice League show. Like, what the fuck are we waiting for? Y'all set this up. Fuck your other shows. Like,
bring it all together, because all of them suck right now anyways.
Yeah, or, you know, whatever, do your normal your series, but you guys always take, like, a month-long break or more, like, sometimes between, like, December and February. You guys have got, like, most of December and January. Give us a, like,
10-parter.
Just a little 6-week little, like, mini season of the Justice
arc. Yeah.
Yeah. Little special event during that time. Now, of course, that means, like, well, then we would pay our actors more. No, you don't need 23 fucking episodes a season of The Flash or Supergirl. Go, what, 13? So 6 and
10,
7 on
10
the
to
13, side.
Man, is the sweet spot.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's get into some video game news before we get out of here. And, boy, do I got a deal for you guys. All right? I got a new game for us. Now,
new old game.
It's a new old game. It's come out a couple times. Let me see if I could talk you into this game, okay? Check it out. It's called The Culling. It had a huge, huge fan base at the beginning. Then they fucked up. Then they had to go back to the drawing board. They came back. They fucked up again. Now they're back. And I'm here to sell you guys on this, because I really feel like we need to have a community night. All you need to do... I know we don't own it, so it's only $5.99, okay? So we pay the $6 to get in. It's the cost of the game.
I own it. Do we not all own it?
We all own it.
Well, okay, so if we get the community in, it's $5.99. Not a bad deal, right? So, you get one free match a day, okay? If you win, if you become the number one player... then you can keep playing for free. But if you lose, you have to purchase tokens.
Damn, that's gonna be a no for me, dog.
But if you want, you can also buy unlimited access, which is only an additional $5.99 a month. Right?
It's like they saw what Fortnite does and said, well, that seems dumb.
Yeah, it's like a cell phone model here. Like, are they going to air ads before every match too? Like, I don't fucking get this. Like, this is...
The Culling, brought to you by... Sprint.
Toyota.
Toyota.
Or are they going to show you one of those fucking games where you, like, have to pull a pin in the right way and then, like, a liquid's going to drop on, like, some victim or something?
Yes. I get those ads literally every time I play any game.
And then you download that game and it's a fucking jeweler, like a bejeweled. It has nothing to do with the actual fucking game that they showed on there. Those false advertising motherfuckers.
Oh, man. Yeah, so...
I've got a grievance!
That's a mini game, Kev. You have to get there.
No, it's not even, like, I don't know. It's not worth my time to do it.
Yeah, so...
I don't know either. I was just joking. I don't know.
Neither is this, guys. This is bullshit, so bye-bye.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
Fuck this. Fuck you, guys. Fuck your company, and fuck you, Culling.
Whoa!
No, I stand behind that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There you go.
What are they going to do? They're going to ban me from playing?
Yeah.
Oh. Shucks.
Oh no, I guess I lost out on giving you my $6 a month.
I picture, like, some kind of thing, like, in their offices, like a picture of Doug's face, and it says, do not let this guy play.
Yeah. Oh well.
Some more bad news. BioWare has recently, you know, started working on an Anthem again. You know, they just started now. That, like, they just started right now. You remember how, like, in January we're talking about how they wanted to come out strong, fix the game, make it great for everyone? Well, right now, they're just looking into what happened. What went wrong? Bitches, y'all got, like, 18,000 news articles, interviews from your own people who told you what went wrong. You know what went wrong. You don't need to investigate any further. It's time to just start rebuilding.
Yeah. Man, well, God, can't imagine what went wrong. It's because the people that are in charge of EA and BioWare don't want to look at themselves as the issue of what went wrong. The problem is you had your fucking board of directors or whoever going like, we've got to have something for E3. Oh, shit, that looks dope. Cool. Tell them that'll be out in June. Like, not even June. It was like April. It'll be out in April. Like, well, that took us 9 months to build that. And our game comes out in 9 months.
Do you remember them talking about how that's the only thing they had completed at the time that they showed it?
Yeah.
And they had to build everything in under a year?
Yeah, it was like 9 months. It was something stupid.
Fucking crazy. So now they have a team on it, but the team is only 30 people. And they released a statement saying, hey, we're a small team, about 30 people, earning our way forward as we set to hit our first major milestone goals. And Daly goes on to say who's leading the team. This is going to be a longer process than what you think. So, essentially, boiling his quote down. It's going to be a long time before you get to play Anthem 2.0.
It'll be on PS5 and Xbox.
They might as well fucking just make Anthem 2 at this point. Why are we going back?
Yeah. The article goes on to say EA has yet to cut its losses, and it's certainly not doubling down on Anthem. Maybe it can be salvaged, maybe it can't. Regardless, it seems like EA isn't willing to commit a boatload of resources to the overhaul.
Then why even do it?
Probably is the prudent decision.
Why even do it then?
How many people are even still playing it?
I don't know.
Probably none, right?
How many people do they expect to get back from this?
You can listen, I'll go back and play it because it's a badass concept. Like, you'll get me back as long as the content's there. Not the problem. The problem is it's got to be good. And there's got to be enough of it to go around. Not like a weekend fucking retreat. And then I'm like, all right, well, that's the game, huh?
Yeah.
I'm glad. Good.
I was just going to say, just after the disaster that was No Man's Sky, I just can't believe that like these companies allow this stuff to still happen, because this came out after No Man's Sky, so everyone should have seen like the fuck, those motherfuckers weren't ready.
Yep.
Are we ready? Like, we bitch and moan when games get pushed back because it sucks, but at the same time, like, we've adopted this really since No Man's Sky and since Anthem. Like, that's fine. If y'all got to push this back, you'd rather have a good game than some broken-ass piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that the world at large is kind of at that agreement, too, where we're tired of getting shit games because they promise stuff too early. And again, that's not the people building the game. That's not their fault. It's the people above them who just want to make the money. And the not understanding, the people that are in charge that don't understand how fucking games are made. Like, well, we push a FIFA out every year. Why is this taking you guys so long?
It's like Miyamoto says. He has a famous quote that says, a delayed game is eventually good, but a rushed game is forever bad.
Yeah. I mean, and there have been some exceptions. Again, like No Man's Sky, they came back, they overhauled the game, and it has done fairly well for itself since its re-release. I don't know if it ever necessarily got the hype back, but I've definitely seen more people playing it, even to this day. Still people streaming it, and you know, they'll tell you to get back in, that there's the content there is amazing and it's a lot of fun. But yeah, there is kind of also the y'all let me down so bad.
Mm-hmm. Fool me once.
Yeah. So I mean, now granted, I still own the game, so maybe one day I'll jump back into it, but we'll see.
Okay.
That's No Man's Sky, not Anthem. What I'm talking about.
All right. So we've got a special guest for our next story. We'd like to bring him in. Everybody, please welcome Palmer Lucky.
Hey, everybody. It's me, your best friend and your daddy. Because y'all don't know this, but I'm fucking all your moms. Palmer Lucky. I'm doing it with my sandals on.
Hey, Palmer, I just got to let you know, Kevin's and my mother are both dead.
It was a universal, your mom. I was talking to the people at home, too.
Oh, cool.
So as well, You were talking to, since you said the word two, you still are including us in that.
Yeah, I got down with your mamas before they passed away, and or might be still.
Oh no,
Jesus. Oh, let's just get this over with, Palmer.
This is what you get for inviting me on the show.
I guess so.
Oh, listen, always controversial.
Palmer, remember when you released the Oculus Link and you decided that you needed a $79 accessory cable to play PC games on it?
Sure.
It was a way to make an extra $80 off people?
Well, duh. I mean, if Apple does it, I should be able to do it too.
Right. Well, we wanted to get you on. I know that you're not a part of the company anymore, but what are your thoughts on Oculus now letting you use any kind of USB cable to connect to the PC?
Straight up horseshit. They should know that you always need a specialty cable. Again, how do you think Apple's been able to survive this entire time?
Building quality products that people
No, that's not true. You know, it's just it's you buy a phone, the next thing you know, you need a cable to listen to music to plug in your headphones into.
Right, that it includes.
Now, you got to buy one.
No,
because you got to charge at the same time.
It's in the box.
Not the charging one, not the one that charges and plays your headphones at the same time. That is a $50 adapter. That's how they get you. And now all their laptops and shit have USB-C. Who the fuck has USB-C for anything? Nobody.
Oh.
That's why they make money selling a USB-C to USB 3 adapter, and that's how they make their money, because guess how much that shit costs? $50!
Well, I can see why Facebook let you go. Just like we have to right now.
I don't understand.
Oh no, we lost him. It was
We lost him.
The satellite link.
Thank God.
Whoa, boy, that was Kev, remind me never to book him again.
I don't know why you keep doing it.
Jesus. So this week, Ryan and I, okay, so Ryan, Doug, Kevin, and I share a chat, and we talk and we have a good time in it weekly, daily. During the week and weekends, it's all the time. But Ryan and I, we had a good time chatting about Epic's new engine called Unreal Engine 5. We geeked out over it. It was really badass. They had a demo running on the PS5, and it was fucking awesome. Their new engine can come damn near photorealistic, which is incredible. Just incredible. It's really cool stuff. But it'll be interesting to see. The fanboys are already all over this going, oh, the Xbox Series X can't run it. That's how they talk.
Is that Fred Durst?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
The Xbox can't run it. And so, Unreal. Fucking god damn, what's their name? Epic Games had to come out and they had to come out and say, guys, the Unreal Engine will support both the PS5 and the Series X. And Tim Sweeney had to come out and he also said yes, and the Switch can support it as well. Unfortunately, the Commodore 64 will not be supported.
Mm-hmm.
So
damn it.
It's a damn it.
Bad investment.
Yeah, man. What's wrong with you? Here's the interesting part. What we're gonna see here. I honestly think that the PS5 with this new SSD, proprietary, whatever they're doing with this SSD shit, I think it's going to help boost the performance past what the Xbox can do. Not saying that it'll be far off. I think it'll be great, but with what Ubisoft said about the new Assassin's Creed, the Assassin's Creed will only run 30 frames per second on the Xbox Series X. This leads me to believe that the PS5 has got some more stuff going on under the hood that'll make it a little bit more powerful. But
I believe it'll be more powerful, but I also believe that it's going to cost you an extra $100, $200.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. I know. And
I'm looking forward to getting like the Gen 3.
Yeah. The pro version.
Yeah, the one that comes out like 3 years later when it's like they've been able to cut the price because it's significantly cheaper, especially now after COVID and all that stuff when all these people can get their shit back together. But like,
the problem is we're not going to be able to get one at launch anyways because there will be very limited supplies. Sony already came out and said so. Yeah. I think they're gonna sell out instantly, and then we'll have to wait until probably 2021 before we get one.
And you know what? I'm okay with it. There's nothing like right now that I mean.
Unless they announce Spider-Man 2 to be a launch title, like I think I'm good.
Well, that would be insane.
But you would be first in fucking line. You would be like,
I would definitely be like, okay, so who doesn't need to eat this month? I guess me. Also, Wednesday's very tiny. She doesn't eat a lot.
I am definitely planning on picking one up. I want to get one at launch because they're going to, I mean, next month they're going to start announcing all the exclusives and all the games for the PS5. So I definitely like, because obviously we have PCs, so we don't need the new Xbox because everything exclusive is coming to the PC.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter. Like, and so. But the PS5 is where we're going to have to be at in order to get those sweet, sweet, delicious new games. Speaking of delicious, Disney had to end
this headline.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I read that a second ago. I was like, Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
Disney?
Listen, we haven't even said it yet, but I just want everyone to know that if you were a part of this, you're a fucking pervert.
Yeah.
I'm
going to read the headline word for word.
Good too.
Disney puts an end to unauthorized Club Penguin Online after it became a haven for explicit penguin e-sex.
Wow.
The server was shut down Friday following a Digital Millennium Copyright Act takedown from the Walt Disney Company. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This follows an investigation by the BBC, which found that users of the online social network, most of whom are children and teenagers, were being exposed to explicit sexual and racist messages. One man has since been arrested on suspicion of possessing child abuse images. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
God.
It's fucking crazy.
Fucking Club Penguin, when did you get so wild?
Well, it closed in 2017. So this was like an unofficial
server that somebody put up.
Which I have to imagine, if it's an unofficial server, like, what children and teenagers are actually on?
Yeah, how do you get access to this? Like,
the people
where
who
are
needed
you,
their fix.
Where are you going? Like, what are you, sir? You're like, oh, fuck, I love Penguin Online. Someone's running a server? Connect? Like, who's doing that?
Oh, in the comments.
What?
I said, let us know in the comments.
No, don't. Please don't.
You can put it under anonymous. You don't have to.
No, don't even do that. Yourself. Don't just leave the server.
The article goes on to say, however, following its closure in 2017, unofficial clones of the site began to rear their head, and many of these disabled the original content filters. The BBC found that moderators were no longer removing racist content, and players were engaging in penguin e-sex. Jesus.
Ryan said Jer's email is suddenly spammed with invites.
Stop it. Okay, so listen. Epic Games boss Tim Sweeney has come out. Oh, I should have moved this up with the other stuff. But he says he's making a quote here, which is he's going to fucking eat crow. I swear to God he's going to eat crow. The world of loading screens is over.
Yeah. Rockstar has entered chat.
But I mean, you gotta think there are some games though that utilize loading screens in very clever and hidden ways to where you don't necessarily notice where they are. Mm-hmm. They'll give you an in-game cinematic, something will happen.
Tomb Raider, when you're walking in between rocks and like crawling, that's a good way to load your level.
Exactly. I was thinking like Uncharted did that shit too. Like, well, now you got to squeeze through some rocks, and there clearly is your loading time. You know, even in Division, the original one, while it slowed you down and it sucked, you know, when you're going from the base to the world and stuff, like that was a loading screen. Like, mm-hmm. but it wasn't necessarily like a standstill loading screen. It was like you're passing through these gates and that's mm-hmm. where that process would take place. And because it didn't have to render much because it put you in like a tunnel. And so it just kind of ran that and loaded up the world. So we've seen some very good, like
even Call of Duty has them where there'll be a small intro where you're riding in a bus and you're coming up to get unloaded. I mean the whole, yeah. you know, so.
So while I agree, there will be some games where people haven't figured that out. He'll have to eat crow. But I think, again, for the most part, especially like AAA titles and big games and stuff, they'll mask that shit. I mean, even Spider-Man was a good, you mentioned Spider-Man earlier. Spider-Man was a really good one. Then also,
unless
the only time you really
indoors.
Had loading screens is if you're like riding the subway because you're fast traveling. But right. even then, it was a little cinematic of Peter on the subway hiding or sitting there texting or whatever.
Going indoors mm-hmm. was the only time they showed a loading screen. Mm-hmm. For Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But this is where things get a little crazy, and this is where he's just off his fucking rocker. He goes on to say that Sony's storage system is absolutely world class. Not only the best in class on console, but the best on any platform. Better than high-end PC.
Okay. So. Get fucked.
Oh no, I mean he's really selling the steak there. I mean, like, what the fuck is going on here?
That's why I'm saying that, like, earlier that Sony must have created something really fucking special with this SSD, like this system. Like, I don't know, like, Ryan, maybe you can text us and fill us in, because you busted a nut when your buddy was talking about it when they revealed all the
Dana Carvey up
the
there.
Dana Carvey special when he was talking about it. But
I love
maybe,
that Dana Carvey was trending during that fucking thing. Fucking funny.
But yeah, I mean they've got something special, I guess, with that with their technology that they're going in, and you know maybe it's not something that we see on PC yet, and maybe it will come to PC. Maybe it's too expensive for PC. Maybe it's already out for PC. I don't know. But we'll get the inside scoop, because I'm sure Ryan will get his hands on a dev kit at some point, either through himself or the studio he's at. So with all those devs, let us know, Ryan. I want the deets. Here's a cool thing that Epic is also doing. Man, they just keep dangling the carrot. Not only are they giving away free games all the time, not only are they doing these huge sales.
Huge sale going on right now.
They got a huge mega sale going on right now, and they're giving you a $10 coupon in their store. For PC, they've also not only do they pay developers better, not only are they giving away all the tools for free, they just are doing things right by the gamer and for the developers. I respect the shit out of it. And now they've gone one step further, and the store will now issue partial refunds if you missed out on a recent discount. They will automatically give you the refund, and you'll get an email saying, hey, Here's your $10 that you missed out on over a recent sale. Now, people will argue and say, well, Steam already has that function. Yes, they do. But you actually have to refund the game and, like, rebuy the game in order to... They have a long... It's a bullshit, like, way of doing it. I don't like it, and it's not easy. This is straightforward, and it's automatic. And Epic, yeah. I mean, how can you argue with what they're doing for you? Fucking awesome, man.
I'm worried about them
spending too much money.
No, not necessarily, because they're clearly making that money back with fucking
Fortnite.
Yeah, that ain't no thing. No, I'm worried because how often do we praise developers for something and then they get their heads, egos too big, and
pride and cometh before the fall.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're all like, oh man, these guys fucking rule. And then they're like,
2 years later.
Yeah, we fired all of our black programmers. And they're like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck are you doing? What is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's some shit that would happen too.
God.
Yeah. Or you start claiming that the PS5 is better than the high-class PC.
That's just one person. He's just speaking out of his ass. But again, who knows what you're talking about?
He's just the CEO.
Yeah, who gives a shit what he's thinking?
He's really not doing anything.
Oh.
There's a really cool website that will display your PC game collection and relive the heydays of CDs and floppies. So if you go to this website, and it's called bigboxcollection.com, they have a ton of games in there, even recent titles. And you can click on these games, and it will virtually load what the box would look like. Because I don't know about you guys, but I loved buying the PC game boxes back in the day, because mm-hmm. the boxes were just so much fun within themselves. It was just a really good time. So now you get to go through and do it again. I thought I'd let everyone know that you should definitely go check it out. And cool. It is bigboxcollection.com. And it's really, really cool. It's a neat little website to go through and see your favorite old games or even newer games and what they would look like or what they did look like in a PC box.
Oh my God, there's a sequel to Day of the Tentacle? What the fuck? Return of the 2019? What is this?
I'm sorry. Is this breaking news? Are you looking on the website?
He's looking on the subs. Yeah, he's on the website.
Oh, okay. It's the remastered version that came out a couple years ago. I was like, did they release a new Day of the Tentacle game and I didn't know about it? No, it's just the remaster of the old one. I played through it. It was good.
And you know what? Here, I'll even post, if you're on Twitch right now, I'll even post the link. There you go. Last story.
Cool too. Good. I'm sorry. I'm just checking out the website. You can control everything too. The 3D feel of it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can flip it around. It's even got the cool like worn corners and everything. So
that's super cool. I like this website. I'm bookmarking this.
Full Throttle, man. Did you guys play Full Throttle?
No, I kind of. I remember the beginning of it. I never finished it.
Oh man, Mark Hamill's in that game.
Nice.
And then the last story of the night before we get out of here, in a surprise to everybody, Nintendo has announced Paper Mario, the Origami King, and it's coming out this July. You remember back when it leaked that this is like the 30th anniversary of Mario, something like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's the 30th, right? Please tell me I'm not wrong. Hold on. 30th.
Yeah. Our
40th.
Cuz
30th.
40th.
Yeah, 30th.
Wait, what?
It's the 30th anniversary of Mario. That makes sense.
No, I'm sorry. That was in 2015.
Right? Yeah, so 35th. That's 35th. What I'm saying. Like 85, because that was a Nintendo.
Yeah, 40. Yeah. Shut up, Doug.
And Doug's just throwing out numbers.
So Nintendo, it leaked that they were planning on releasing more Mario games. They had a ton of surprises, and they were remastering and remaking and redoing and re-releasing a ton of Mario games from the past. Like Mario 64, Mario Sunshine. Like there was a ton that they were coming out with. And so this looks to be the start of it. We got a surprise game with Paper Mario. This is a game that a lot of people were looking forward to, and they love the Paper Mario games. And so I've never played one, but this intrigued me. I thought that it looked really fun, so I may give it a shot. You guys?
Nice.
Are you guys into the Paper Mario, or it doesn't seem like it?
I haven't played one since the early days, but I like them. They're fun.
Well, speaking of fun, that's it. That's the show. I hope that everybody enjoyed themselves. I hope that everybody sticks around for the after party in the hotel lobby with R. Kelly.
Well, oh, nope. What? Gotta go.
Yeah, I'm out.
Not sticking around for that one.
All right. We won't invite him. He's uninvited.
Well, I mean, he's in prison right now, is he?
Yeah, but
I don't know.
There's always a way, right? Until next week. You want to go to a party with people we own each other?
Oh, no.
Old Greg.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah. All right, until next week. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next time, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.